This is VOA News via remote. I'm Liz Pelka. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is in Slovenia on Thursday, where he signed a joint declaration on 5G technology. The U.S. top diplomat said that by signing, Slovenia has secured protection against authoritarian threats, including China's effort to control people and information. Pompeo spoke in the town of Bled after a signing ceremony for the declaration on developing a secure 5G network. Last month, Telekom Slovenia began to roll out its 5G network and expects to have one-third of the country covered by the end of the year. Pompeo visited Slovenia as part of a European tour this week. He's due to travel to Vienna later in the day before he visits Poland on Saturday. Former U.S. Vice President Joe Biden and U.S. Senator Kamala Harris delivered an aggressive 1-2 attack on the character and performance of President Donald Trump on Wednesday. They appeared for the first time as running mates. Biden pitched Harris, his former primary rival, as a smart, tenacious figure who will help him defeat President Trump in November. Harris is making history as the first black woman and the first Indian woman on a national major party ticket. Many Democrats see her as appealing to progressives, mainstream liberals, some independents and Republicans unhappy with President Trump. The president and his allies are attempting to cast Harris as too left-wing for the country. One Trump-Pence campaign email describes her as the meanest, most horrible, most disrespectful, most liberal of anyone in the U.S. Senate. Without providing specifics, it describes both Biden and Harris as two corrupt career politicians and urges voters to support the Trump-Pence ticket. This is VOA News. Looking back at the U.S. stock market futures, the S&P 500 and Dow Index turned positive on Thursday after data showed weekly jobless claims fell below 1 million for the first time since March. The numbers released by the U.S. Labor Department are likely a reflection of the expiration of a $600 weekly jobless supplement, according to Reuters. Initial claims for state unemployment totaled 963,000. That's the lowest level since the pandemic began, when authorities started shutting down non-essential business to slow the spread of the coronavirus. A new coronavirus outbreak in New Zealand is growing just 2 days after Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern put the city of Auckland on lockdown. Authorities say the number of cases has jumped from 4 to 13. All of them are connected to the family of four who tested positive for the virus, becoming the country's new locally transmitted cases, the first new locally transmitted cases of COVID-19 in 102 days. Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern placed Auckland's 1.6 million people under a 3-day lockdown on Tuesday. COVID-19 continues to affect the American sports industry. Another collegiate athletic conference, the Big East, is postponing its fall sports schedule due to the pandemic. The decision by the Big East comes a day after the Big Ten and the Pac-12 announced they were calling off all of their fall sports competitions, including their lucrative schedule of American-style football games. These athletic conferences, along with a handful of others that have decided to play football this fall, make up some of the best football programs in the nation. They also bring in billions of dollars in revenue from ticket sales and national television contracts. Hong Kong media mogul and pro-democracy supporter Jimmy Lai spoke out Thursday, just a couple of days after being released from police custody on bail. Lai was arrested Monday with 9 others for violating China's new national security law in Hong Kong. His Apple Daily newspaper was also raided by an estimated 200 police officers. Lai said via Live Link Thursday morning that he had moments of doubt during his arrest, but he accepted prison as his destiny. He also said he leaned on his Catholic faith. Support for his company, Next Digital, has grown leaps and bounds. The company's share price more than doubled on Monday and rocketed 5 times again the next day to reach a 6-year high. Apple Daily also printed about 500,000 more copies of Tuesday's paper than it normally does. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.